Welcome to the Ask Evie Show, and you are listening live with Evie Kane. And thanks so much to all of you for being here today on this bright, sunny Friday in Southern California. I hope it's the same in your world. In the beginning of Hallowed Eve's weekend, the trick-or-treat special. And today and always on this show, we're all about the treats. No tricks here, just treats. And we're in keeping with that, we're all in for a really special treat today. I'm going to be having a special guest, Camille Lacott, who's an extraordinary psychic and animal communicator, and she'll be joining us in just a few minutes. And our show today will be all about our pets, all our beloved pets, those here and in spirit, and whatever challenges you might be going through with them and the lessons they have to teach us. And so before we get going, I want to thank you all for the amazing email questions that you've sent in. And today we will be answering as many calls and email questions as time permits. So let's get underway. The lines are open, and you can call in at 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And while people are handling that, without further ado, it is my great pleasure to introduce to you Camille Lacott. And Camille is one of the premier psychics on the 1-2-Listen worldwide network. And she also writes a column on power animal messages for Mark, who has a program on Hay House Radio, which is she writes for the Power Peak weekly newsletter about wisdom and the power animal messages, and she'll be sharing one of those with us today. And so, Camille, are you with us?
Yes. Hi, Evie. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, Camille, thank you so much for being here. We really love you, and it's just I'm so honored and blessed to have you as the first guest on this show. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Camille, I was wondering, I was thinking about this because we had never really talked about this, and maybe the listeners might be interested in knowing, is how did you open up to, or, you know, I know you're a great psychic, and my belief is that, you know, with the animals, you have to be a gifted psychic to talk to the animals because they're not really talking in the same way we humans are. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about when you discovered that gift and how you opened up to it before we got going.
Well, Abby, just from an early age, I've been the outdoors girl. My first babysitter, I remember, had a worm farm for farmers, and I would help her out with that. I've just always been the nature girl. And I believe just early on, I just had this natural attraction and affinity to animals. And it can be pets, which is our main focus, I know, on our show today, with dogs, cats, domesticated animals, horses. But I feel for the most part, I looked at the messages of the red-tailed hawk and of the frog that, you know, leapt across my path when I was going through a hard time. And frog message is all about, you know, are you muddying the waters with your worry and your stress? And I've done a lot of studying of Native American medicine, and a lot of Native American tribes and clans believe very much in the power of animal messages. And that kind of set me on that journey, you know, since 4 or 5 years old.
Well, I'm so glad. Those are great insights, and you certainly you have a lot of wisdom to share, and so I'm so glad. Well, we have some callers. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Bring it on. Oh.
Yeah, all right, bring it on. So our first caller is Liz from England.
Okay.
And Liz, are you
there?
Hello, Liz, and you're live on Ask Evie. And what's your question for Camille today?
Hi, Camille.
Hi, Liz.
Well, first of all, what a great gift you have.
Thank you.
My dog Bear is 13, and I've had him the whole time. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of change over the last 5 years. I had twin girls and married and now divorcing. And he's sort of always, he's been through the wars, I think, the last 5 years with me.
Mm-hmm.
And now everything is peaceful and back to where it used to be. And I just wonder, now that he's in his later years, is there anything that I can do for him that I'm not? Whether it's if he this sounds crazy, but since you are a pet psychic, and this is my parent guilt now on my dog. is there anything I could be doing more for him that he's lacking in his life right now, whether it's, you know, pets or cuddles, things like that, anything
right.
that I can
and Liz,
be doing more
And Liz, you said your dog's
him.
Name is Bear? His name is Bear?
Yeah.
Okay, the first thing that's coming across is Bear has a really sensitive tummy, and since you've had him for a while, I feel like that's kind of his point of origin when he is upset, either emotionally or actually physically. I feel like pay attention to what he's eating, what he's not eating, and also to the balance of his day. You know, I feel like he really appreciates and does well with routine. As far as supporting him on that emotional level, he has a very strong disposition. So to answer your question succinctly, as his mom, I feel like you're doing a beautiful job. He's walked with you, Liz, through all of these huge life changes, and he's what dog represents most. He's that loyal companion. And I feel like what I'm hearing is you're doing just fine as far as spending more time with him. Of course, he's always going to love that. But the strongest thing that's coming across for him today is just be aware of his tummy. So if with anything, I would maybe talk to a holistic vet, since Bear is getting up there in age, maybe having an herbal supplement or a diet supplement for him to support. I'm seeing joints as well, like his hips. But as
yes.
far as like where he's going in his life and his happiness, I feel like the more time you can spend with him, the better. And are there a lot of children around you right now, Liz, or is he around any kids? Because I feel like he would A, thrive around children, and even if you were thinking about introducing a new dog, and I see this dog as being younger, like that puppyish age between 1 and 3 years old, I really feel like Bear in his older years would appreciate a companion. It would keep him young. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, he is, and I worry, well, he's surrounded, I have 2 4-year-olds, and then
okay.
all the neighborhood kids just absolutely love Bear.
There you go.
And so he's surrounded by them, and I worry that they're too much for him, because it's
No, he loves it. No, I get that he
does.
Loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Love
it.
And that's good. Really good for him, again, just keeping his spirit young.
Great. Well,
good.
Thanks,
oh,
Liz.
That's good to know, because sometimes I worry. And,
yeah.
you know, you were dead on. I've always said this about Bear. He's always been a puker since he was a puppy. People are like, is your dog okay? I'm like, no, he's a puker.
Well, there you go.
Word,
yeah.
So you were, like, dead on about his upset stomach, and I think I have been feeding him too much people food.
Yeah, he needs to get on a good, regimented, organic diet. You know, you can give him those treats, but there's a lot of yummy, organic treats out there. Like Happy Hips brand is great for dogs of any age, but I know they do a joint support snack as well that supports the joints for older dogs. So I'm sure with that, everything looks A-okay to me, and I'm sending you and Bear a big hug, big Bear hug.
And thanks
Thank
for calling
Thank you very
in,
much.
You're
That's
welcome,
great.
Liz.
And I have we have some calls lined up, and there's an email question we'll get to first, Camille. It's from
sure.
Ginger from North Carolina.
Okay.
And she's asking about her year-and-a-half-old collie named Max, and she says he's a love, and he always chews the furniture in our house, and we've never had a dog do that, and it's stumping us. We've hired a trainer, and he won't stop. He does have a horrendous overbite, and his bottom jaw is significantly shorter, so his bite is, quote, really off. He was from a not such a great breeder, and he was, quote, debarked when he was a puppy, meaning his vocal cords were cut off, which make us sad. And he's developed a bit of a bark now, which sounds really raspy. It just kind of breaks my heart. But that's actually why my husband and I chose him over the other, quote, prettier dogs. He was just so pitiful sounding. It really broke our hearts, and he has a great, fun personality. I've had collies before, and I know they're not a breed that are known for chewing, so this is really unusual. So Camille, can you help us with what's going on with Max and shed some light on this?
Sure, of course, Ginger. Well, first thing, the first hit that I got with Max is he has a lot of energy, and that's not only tied to the biting and kind of that. It's not even boredom. It's almost just he wants something to take this positive aggressive behavior out on, and it's just this is what he's going toward. So I feel like the first thing is rehabilitation, and what I mean by that is I'm seeing you, Ginger, working with Max with a very specific trainer. This person feels like a woman or a man with very feminine energy because Max needs someone with a gentle touch. I know sometimes you can get dogs into certain training regimens and it's too much for them. And I feel like from what you've shared with me with Max, as far as what he's been through so far in his lifetime, he needs a very gentle touch. It needs to be assertive and strong, but gentle in the manner of teaching him. I do feel like he's going to break this habit. The emotional and spiritual energy that's coming across the ethers with him is I do feel like he's picking up on something that is in your house. So I would ask you to do an energy clearing with some sage and to invite those angels and guides in, Ginger. And you can, it feels like Max has some companions on the other side, whether they're pets that you had, Ginger, as a child, or that Max knew his mother, his father. It feels like there's ancestry on the other side in the form of other animals that you can call in and just say, please clear this space for him. I also feel like he needs a very specific place to sleep at night. He needs those special haunts is what I'm hearing in order to refocus his energy. This is going to take some time, but I do see the problem really rectifying itself by January of this year into the new year if you would start it immediately. And again, I feel like the best thing to take away from this is finding that trainer, that rehabilitation energy around him, and doing a bit of an angel clearing, energy clearing within your house. That's going to help things a lot.
Wow. Well, those are great insights, Camille.
Sure.
Awesome. And, okay, we have on the line Barbara from California.
Barbara.
Are you there?
Hi, Abby. Hi, Camille.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi,
how
Barbara. Welcome to the show. And what's your question for Camille?
Camille, we had to put our beloved dog down last Saturday.
Okay.
And she really wasn't, I guess, an animal spirit. And I was just wondering if I could kind of find out some more about that.
All right. Can you, Barbara, would you share your dog's name with me?
Molly.
Okay. And so your question, Barbara, is from a spiritual perspective, her being that animal
Molly.
Spirit. Sure. Yeah. Was Molly, did she have some sort of things going on with, I'm seeing like a lot of, well, kind of drooling around her mouth. Was she having something like a throat issue or something within her mouth, Barbara, before her passing?
That would be my visual when I picked up her body and handed it to my husband and all this water just poured out of her mouth.
Okay. All right. So I know that that's a hard image, and we're gonna ask your angels and guides to help clear that from you. I feel like that just came to put me on the right track is where she was and where she is now. I feel for her, she's in a healing state right now, Barbara. She had a very good life. I can feel her. Was she a retriever at all? I'm getting like a golden retriever energy.
That's my other dog, a Jack Russell.
She was a Jack Russell, but your other dog that's actually still
on the earth, please? I had a yellow lab who has also passed, Tiffany.
Okay, and did they know each other?
No.
No, okay, then they do now, because I'm getting a really clear visual of a lab, and so I feel like that's your other dog's way of saying, Barbara, that Molly is not alone, that I feel like your former dog helped her cross over, and it's almost like, Barbara, this other dog is showing her the way. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah. And so I feel for you, Barbara, you need to know that Molly is in that healing space, that she will continue, I'm hearing, to walk with you. And I do see for you, you did all the right things. I'm seeing you followed all the right steps. And with that image of her actual physical body, I feel like she's giving you the message, along with your angels, Barbara, that she had left that place before you had found that physical body. And by honoring your feelings, those feelings that are coming up around you, you need to know that everything is okay and was okay, that she had a very peaceful passing, and really work with your angels and guides to find peace with that and honoring those grieving emotions, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And it's going to be good. I feel like when you're ready, and only when you're ready, Molly is going to send you another pet companion, a rescue. It feels more in line of feline energy. I have to say this because I'm seeing a cat around you, but you have an incredible gift with animals, Barbara, and allow your heart to heal around this. But no, Molly is very well, and she's definitely with your other dog that transitioned before.
All right. Thank you, Camille.
You're welcome, Barbara.
And thanks.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you. Hello?
John? Am I back on? Can you play the commercial? Play. Okay. Hello, this is Evie, and I promise no tricks today, but we're having some fun anyway. I wanted to speak to you from, this is more of a public service announcement. Since it's all about the pets today and new pets may be coming into our life, I wanted to talk about the Brittany Foundation that is run by Nancy Anderson, a nonprofit organization that's dedicated to the rescue, care, and placement of homeless dogs. This is a remarkable rescue organization. They ranked one of the top 10 in the nation. For those of you in California, it's just north of Los Angeles. They provide full screening of all rescue dogs, so you're sure to find the right dog for you, whether it's a sprinter or a couch potato. And they'll know if your guy or gal does well with families, other pets, or needs to go solo. The beautiful thing about the Brittany Foundation is their love of animals really shows. They're in a beautiful sanctuary setting, and you have the choice of visiting or going to a rescue event that they participate in. And Nancy will personally work with you to ensure you find the right canine companion. And those of you that might like to be supportive of the Brittany Foundation, you can, or to go to one of their events, you can find out more about them and or make a contribution. You can go to brittanyfoundation.homestead.com, brittanyfoundation.homestead.com. And as an aside, our beloved Camille adopted her amazing rescue dog, Oliver, from Brittany in 2008, and she says she couldn't be happier. And we're back now with Camille live, and we have a call, Camille, from Susan in California.
Great, and Evie. Susan, Hi, Susan.
Hi, Evie and Camille. Thanks for taking my phone call. I was really excited to talk to you this week, Camille. I'm really glad I got to get through.
Fantastic.
This morning, I had a crazy dream, and there was a tiger that was outside my sliding glass window. And he came up, and he had his head there, and he says, "Hi, my name is Eric." And then
okay.
I woke up. That was really strange.
Oh, I love it. Well,
anyways,
the first thing I can say about tiger is they have such a significance in that royalty, and I feel like that's a big message for you. as far as really looking at your life and letting, I'm hearing letting the right one in. I think that might even be a movie. But the fact that he was at your window, that the tiger is, his coat is so beautiful and he has that regal, beautiful fur, but also those kind of, those big jaws, you know, they have these sharp teeth. They're one of the big cats. They can be very, very serene in some ways as far as the way they live within their pack. And I feel like you need to look at the lessons of Tiger. And I love that he said his name was Eric. I feel
Isn't
like
that
he's,
funny?
That's great. I feel like he's truly identifying him to, I feel like he's truly identifying himself to you as far as like, hey, my name's Eric the Tiger and I'm one of your guides. And so what I, the other hit I'm getting for you is really study what, the tiger is, means in Chinese medicine. I feel like there's some tie between that type of practice in medicine and you and your journey with your career. And I'm seeing this dream just signifying there's all good fortune coming in through the windows and doors. And so on a very physical plane, I would say if you're home right now or you're getting home after work, open up your windows, open up your doors as a true act of opening up for that new energy to come into your life. I feel very significant career movement in an upward positive swing for you into the spring of next year. And I feel like Eric the Tiger wants to be there for you to help support you in that. Really good news.
Oh,
good
I
news.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's great. And
awesome.
Hey, Susan, I got a little something for you, too, because I know the tigers are one of a kind, like snowflakes. None of them have the same pattern, right, Camille?
Yes, that's true, Evie.
And I think right. that I think spirit's kind of poking at you a little with this particular one, especially where it's Eric, is about being more in your male energy, getting out there more, and really appreciating and loving what a unique and beautiful bright light you are. If you're doubting yourself,
aww,
this is the strength to embrace. So thank you
well,
so
thank
much
you.
For the call.
Yeah, thanks, Susan.
Yeah,
have fun with that one.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks. I wanted to see you. I actually was calling to ask you about my cat, Jason.
Oh,
okay. It's a kitten.
Yeah, how was his name again, Susan?
It wasn't really about the tiger. But I wanted to see, do you think, I got him when he was a kitten last year, and I had a dog, and I actually had to put the dog down about 6 or 7 months after I got Tate. And Princess, she was just getting too old and she couldn't move and it was really, really tough. But now I'm just wondering, does Tate get lonely and does he miss my dog Princess?
You know, I'm getting a really strong no. I feel like he is very, very independent. Ruler of the house is what I'm feeling. A lot of that big cat energy rolled up into a smaller domestic cat. I'm feeling for him just more stimulation. I don't know if you've ever kept classical music or some fun, upbeat music or even a cartoon show on him. On for him during the day, but I would suggest if you're having a long day, if you have a timer, because I do feel like he likes his quiet moments as well, but if you could put your TV on maybe like a 2 to 3 hour timer or music on a 2 to 3 hour timer, I feel like he would enjoy the stimulation of some sort of, again, classical music. There's a lot, again, like the tiger energy, a lot of royalty around him. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, I just
Do you think he would get along with another pet if I decided to get one?
Yeah, I feel like it would be bumpy at first because he, like I said, he's king of the castle. I feel like bringing in another pet would just need to be a very gradual process. Like maybe putting that new pet companion in a certain area of the house and then slowly introducing more and more of the house to him or her. I feel like doing the opposite sex is a good idea. I feel like he would do better with a female rather than a male. And I feel like that other pet companion will come in at the right time. And it'll, again, I'm getting it'll be gradual, meaning I'm taking these pauses because that's how it feels to me. It's like, okay, they'll meet and greet, and then there'll be a pause, and maybe a few weeks will go by, and they won't really look like they're liking each other. I feel like in the end, within about 3 to 6 months' time, they'll be sleeping together and cuddled together and be companions. But it just give it that time.
Okay. And Susan, okay, thanks for the call, and we do have to move along because we've got a lot of people in the queue here. So lots of love to you, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. And we have Deanne calling in live from California about her dog. Deanne, are you there?
I am. Hi, Evie. Hi, Camille.
Hi,
Deanne.
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. How can we help you? What's your question for Camille?
Thanks. Well, my question is about Winnie, my dog. She's 13, like Bear.
Okay.
And she is my little girl, and she comes with me to work every day. And as she's getting older, she's always had this licking fetish. I know it sounds weird, but she will get into a trance and she'll lick cement and metal and carpet and herself. And I've always just thought of it as like it's her comfort, like she does it because mm-hmm. it comforts her, but she really does get into a bit of a trance. Okay. And I'm just wondering if she's trying to share anything with me, tell me anything, because it has been an ongoing thing her whole life, this licking
thing.
Her whole
life. You know, honestly, Deanne, I really think this is Wendy's quirk. The mm-hmm. thing that is coming across really strongly is she's a little bit cold. In her older age, I don't know if she's losing a little more hair, or if where you are, it's seasonally it's getting colder. But the strongest hit I'm getting for you, for her, is buy her a sweater or a warmer blanket or a warmer bed. I know you said she shares your work days with you. I feel like something new, something in fleece. And that's her strongest message. I feel like she needs a little more warmth around her. As far as the licking goes, I would just say there is a, and I don't know if this is coming to me because you said lick, and I think of like those salt licks that, you know, sometimes you give horses or hamsters. But I do feel like since the angels are showing that to me, Deanne, there might be a slight, maybe an iodine deficiency with Wendy, and that's why she licks. It's something you could address with your vet, or you could just mix it up a little, and if you okay it with your vet, maybe just get her something very specific to lick. So if she is licking the cement or she's licking herself too much, you can replace it with maybe something that tastes good, like a salt lick, or I know they have so many toys on the market. I know Nylabone does a bone that's like scented with beef and it tastes like beef. I would say give her something to replacement, but the biggest message for you today for Wendy is the warmth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Deanne. Have a beautiful weekend. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
And we have an email from Australia, Camille.
Okay.
From a woman named Cheryl who says that our beautiful dog Lucy is 10 years old and she's a poodle cross silky terrier and has been with us through lots and lots of moves. She's endured quarantines and weeks in boarding kennels when we returned to Australia after living in Dubai. And Lucy has arthritis in her back legs and is in pain, and we're wondering if there's anything else we can do besides the energy and acupuncture treatment that we already do and do with practitioners. Does she have any needs that we're not meeting for her? You know, don't you love these people just love their animals so much.
It's the
senior pets seem to be the theme today.
So, I love it. You know, the first thing I'm getting for Lucy as far as helping her with that arthritis is swimming. If you haven't done anything with a pool or with water, I feel like that would greatly relieve some of the pain she's feeling. But I have to tell you, right off the bat, when you said her name and before, Evie, you read me the rest of the email and delved into everything Lucy's been through, I just kept getting vacation, R&R, rest and relaxation. I feel like the best thing you could do with Lucy is make the next travel, which I'm seeing as and viewing as a vacation, not an actual move, but make the next travel event about Lucy. Find a B&B or find a place that specifically caters to dogs and make it all about her. It doesn't have to be a long break. It can be, I'm seeing 3 days. But I feel for her, if you really, she feels loved already, but if you really just want to go overboard in such a good way for Lucy, I would say take her on a doggy retreat, and I feel like she would just appreciate, even like I said, if it's a B&B where you can go that allows dogs that, and you can bring her all of her favorite treats, and just making the next travel venture just all about her. I just feel like she'd really appreciate that. Other than that, she's living a very, very happy life. I feel although the moves would seem traumatizing, I feel like this is what she signed up for. She knew when she signed up to be a part of your family that this was a part of your life, And I feel like she's okay with that because mentally, and I did want to make this a note for all of our listeners today, even if you can't physically be with your pet or your animal companion, remember the power of energy and how telepathically we can always connect with our pets and our loved ones by just holding them in thought and in energy. And I feel like you've naturally always done that with Lucy, so she's never felt alone, even when she was in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a really good point, Camille. I know, like, when we travel, we take pictures of our little fur pets with us. It's like a reminder to connect, and it's like they're there.
Yeah. It really, really helps, especially when I found out with exotic birds, because sometimes they have a harder time. I have some exotics, and I always hold little pictures, and I talk to them mentally every day when I'm away from them. And when I return, they're just like, oh, hey, there you are.
Yeah.
I like the riot act for about 10 minutes, and then they're fine.
And we always have conversations letting them know where we're going and why.
Exactly.
They're not with us at that time, but they're with us. That's cool. Well, you know, we've come to the point in the show where we usually have that weekly inspiration point, the thing that's sort of uplift for the week. And, Camille, I know you had some wonderful wisdom, animal power messages to share with us. And I'm so delighted that you've wanted to do that piece today. So.
Great.
We're opening that up to you.
All right, everybody. Well, I'm going to do our inspirational message this week about the horse. There's a very special horse in my life right now named Cheyenne, and she taught me a beautiful lesson last week. As many of you know, horses have different gaits. They can walk, they can trot, they can canter, and I especially like to canter on Cheyenne because she's a little bit bumpy, but I love that feeling of the breeze in my hair and her just running around the arena. I was in a full-on canter with her last week, and she got a little spooked by something, and she started bucking, which is when a horse raises its rear legs, and you as a rider on top of the horse just feel like you're going to go toppling off. My initial reaction was to grip and to hold on, and the fear, you know, I wasn't really breathing, kind of started to it startled me. And my teacher just kept telling me, sit back and relax, Camille, sit back and relax and breathe. And in those situations, if we want to compare my situation to a life situation where we might think, wow, I don't know if I can surmount this challenge. I'm getting fearful. I'm getting worried, whether it's about a relationship or finances or work. That is our tendency to put all of that energy, negative, if you will, gripping onto our horse, so to speak, in order to get through it. Once I relaxed, once I sat back in the saddle, Cheyenne felt that as well. I was able to get her down back into a trot, then back into a walk, and we were able to come to a full stop with A, me not rolling off the horse, and B, her being okay as well. And the beautiful message from that as well is I rode through it. I didn't stop because the worst thing I could have done was to grip and to stop. With me relaxing and just going through whatever she was going through with her and having confidence in myself, I was able to move forward. And that was the beautiful message that I feel like we can take away from Cheyenne and that horse energy. If sometimes you just have to ride through and have the faith that you're going to get through. And if you'd like to, I'm doing my Power Peak article this week about Cheyenne and some other lessons I learned. And if any of our listeners would like to read the rest of the article that comes out this Sunday, they can go to 12house.com. That's the number one, the number two, and then the word house.com, and click on Mark's Power Peak and read the rest of that article, which comes back Sunday. So take a moment and breathe in that lesson, everyone. I believe we're going to go to some fancy music, and I will be back at you in a little bit.
Well, I guess they don't want us doing fancy music today, Camille.
Oh, no fancy music? Okay. Well, I think we have enough to talk about. Oh, there's our music.
I think the pets are taking over.
The pets are taking over. Good for the pets.
think we are finally back. Camille, I am just roaring laughing at today's show. It's really reminded me of the life lesson when we have pets, don't you think?
Oh, yes.
We have it planned. Well, we're going to have this music and that, and then it's like everything has been kind of fun and a little mixed up and just very playful, so we're just going with it.
That's what I love about all animals. You never know quite what you're going to get, but they always keep you laughing.
It's like, it's just like how it is working with spirit. Well, that was the plan, and here's how it is. So
exactly.
It's just awesome. I love having this. Well, let's move on. We do have a next caller, which is Christine from California, who's calling in. Christine, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, Christine, and welcome to the program. What's your question for Camille today?
Hi, Evie. Hi, Camille. Hi there.
Hi.
I'm calling about, I have a dog. Her name is Lexi. She's a Chihuahua, and I'm having a tough time with her. She's a rescue. I fostered her, and then I kept her, and now she's just started pooping in the house.
Mm.
I mean, she's always been kind of doing a little bit, but we kind of thought we trained her a bit to get out of it, and now she's starting to do it, and we leave the door open so she can go outside to go to the bathroom, and now she's not even choosing to do that. And
okay.
I'm kind of getting at my wit's end with her, and I, you know, I do animal rescue. I just don't know what's going on with her.
Okay. Okay, Christine. Well, I mean, if you do animal rescue, you know as well as I do that a lot of rescues do have some form of abandonment issue. And so I do feel like this is a tiny bit of this issue with sweet little Lexi. She knows what she wants. She wants to have a voice is what I'm hearing, and she's a little scared of doing that, and so she's acting out this way. And I feel like the more you reassure her, and I feel like she's a firecracker is what I'm hearing. She's going to come more and more out of her shell. Just keep sitting down to me and Lexi, sweetie, you can tell me anything you want. I really need you to go to the bathroom outside, and if you need to talk to me, let's do it in other ways. I'm seeing new toys for her, new things to reward her good behavior, because the key word with her first off is reassurance. She needs some more reassurance, and although you're doing a beautiful job, Christine, with her, I feel like that's number one. Number two, I feel like she's acting like this as well because, and I see it completely tied to weather patterns. I feel like there's been all of this energy shift across America and across the world really, and a lot of animals, a lot of pets in particularly, are so sensitive to these major and minor changes. And I feel for you, this is the crux of the issue is what I'm hearing. It's partially what I've just said, but it's, again, about that word reassurance. It will pass. I will give you the good news. I feel like this is just a little phase. But I feel like there's that word of she's frightened, and it's nothing that's happened to her on the physical plane, but I feel like more and more of what she can sense what is coming with weather and these big shifts we're having in the universe. So to reassure her that way, Christine, again, I'm getting that hit of music. I feel like for her, though, it just needs to be really soft, sacred music. I'm hearing Reiki chants. There's a wonderful CD out by Jonathan Goldberg, I believe, that's called Reiki Chants. And I feel like having that on in just a very subtle way, it doesn't even have to be audible to us as humans. We know that she's going to be able to hear it, is going to keep her calm. And just every time she has a little outbreak or a little accident, it's Lexi, okay, let's go outside. And I feel like within about, well, interesting, I'm getting 3 to 7 weeks. I feel like in about 3 weeks, this problem is going to be almost rectified. She might have a little relapse here and there, Christine, especially with the holiday season coming up and things shifting. But I feel within about 7 weeks, there's going to be another transition in a good way for her, and the light's going to go on, so to speak. Does that make sense?
I hope so, yeah. I mean, I've had her like 2 years.
Yeah, okay. It definitely, like I said, it definitely feels more, the crux of it feels more energetic and, again, with weather. And so I feel like as she acclimates and is reassured and have a very special spot for her, I feel like Lexi, this is your special spot to go to the bathroom outside and make a very big, happy deal about it. It's
okay.
Just her way of getting your attention. And she's a good, mm-hmm. she's good spirit, though. She's a... You know when they say sometimes your rescue rescues you back? That's definitely the energy I get. There's a very special bond between the two of you.
Yeah, she is fabulous. I do have, I have an 8-month-old son, so I wonder if any of that has thrown her off. But she just kind of like likes to take his toys, so I really resonated with what you said. I need to get her.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad that. Yeah, I don't feel like him coming in is a huge issue. I really feel like she loves that childlike energy because she's got so much kid in her as well. No, I feel like there is that toy message though. She needs some stuff of her own, some new toys.
Yeah, she keeps going and taking his stuff.
Nice. Well, you might have to start buying two of everything, Christine.
I think I might have to, yeah. Okay, well, that's good to know. I'll do a lot more reassurance. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Good luck.
Thanks for your call, Christine. And, Camille, we have a wonderful email question here from somebody who's gone through a loss. This woman, Wendy from New Jersey, writes in that her puppy, Coda, who's now an 11-year-old shepherd mix, went through a very traumatic experience. His best friend, Sam, a beautiful Siamese Himalayan cat, was brutally killed in my home 2 years ago by a foster dog I was caring for at the time. This dog also attacked Coda in the same incident and sent him to the vet. And since then, he's been plagued with very unusual attacks, such as colds, breathing issues, a lot of things regarding the lungs. He recovers quickly, but he also gets sick quickly, too. And it's been a constant battle these past 2 years. And I'm turning to you because the vets are puzzled by this also. And other than the diet, which he has been changed to with healthier human foods, what do I need to know to help him? And would getting another nice, compatible doggy companion maybe uplift him? And what's the root of these ailments? And then this secondary one, Camille, where she says, I miss Sam so very much. And does he have any kitten words of wisdom left for us and for Coda, too?
Sure. Well, I'm going to combine the two because what's coming forward is for Coda is sacred ceremony. The sweet, sweet, wise soul of a dog was so impacted by this trauma of Sam that I feel like a really beautiful energy clearing and ceremony for him is going to help him on that energetic and spiritual plane. And I feel like Sam wants to be a part of this. It did take a while, I'm feeling, for Sam to recover from this, the brutality of him crossing over. I do see him fully healed, very happy, but he's still kind of hanging around. And the interesting thing I'm seeing is it's not so much that Coda can sense Sam and it's a negative thing, but I feel like when Coda senses Sam's energy, Coda is still looking at Sam in that brutal way that Sam crossed over and not in that light way. And I feel a really beautiful ceremony, very succinct, is I'm seeing 5 white candles. They can be taper candles in a beautiful circle. Get a picture of Sam and put it in the middle and a beautiful picture of Coda and have Coda present, of course. And just call in the angels and guides. And all you need to say is, I'm clearing this in all directions of time and space. What has happened in the past remains in the past, and everything that Coda you saw that binds you to the past, let it now be dissolved and dissipated with the help of the angels and spirit guides, and let's look forward into the present and into the future where there are only happy memories and happy times ahead. And I feel like you might have to repeat this a few times. I'm seeing anywhere from 5 to 8 nights, and I do see it happening at night. I'm not sure if Sam's body was found at this time or this occurred at this time. But I feel for Coda, he needs to be released from the past, basically. And I feel like these ailments are coming up because oftentimes when a human and or an animal goes through that big of a trauma and they're so sensitive as Coda's been and other humans have been, there's almost this portal that opens when the trauma happens. And when any portal is opened, not only the light, but kind of that darker energy can come in. And I simply feel that needs to be healed. If, Wendy, you don't see any improvement, I feel within that, after that 8-day period, if you don't see any improvement within 2 weeks, my first initial hit was employ a shaman, somebody that works particularly with animal spirits, to help you with maybe a grander ceremony. But I would try this because you're a very, very powerful person yourself, and you might know someone that, like a shaman that would help you with this. But I feel like it's all of an energy that needs to be pulled out of past memories that Coda is still actually visually seeing, and that's what's upsetting the vote.
Great, thanks. And now we'll take a quick break to commercial. What woman doesn't want pretty feet? And men too, for the, you know, when we really think about it. And I wanted to tell you about this fabulous product that I use in my own life, and it's called Pretty Feet. And they're actually healthy feet buffing pads. They look like a cross between a pumice stone and a loofah sponge. They are really, really awesome. The name of the company is Healthy Glow Skin Products that a friend of mine just bought and gave me some samples. And these things really, really rock. You just have them in your shower and they last for 6 months. They're really wonderful for diabetics. They're eco-friendly green. The really cool thing is they eliminate dry, cracked, and callous skin. You know how we ladies get that challenge in our heels. And it's so nice to be using that instead of a blade, you know, one of those things you rub over your feet. So I encourage you, and as a gift for the Ask Evie radio show, they will give you free shipping if you want to call them in. At 800-843-7864, 800-843-7864. Tell them you're calling from the Ask Evie show. They'll give you free shipping. They have a whole range of personal pedicure kits and all sorts of spa products. They're spa quality products at retail prices for individual users. So I highly, highly recommend them. And once again, 800-843-7864. And we're back live with Camille. And Camille, boy, those lines and lots of questions. So we're going to try and get through as many as our time permits. And we have Mia from California. And she's calling in, I think, something about her stuffed animals. Mia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Abby.
Well, hello, Mia, and how can we help you today? What's your question to Camille?
Oh, my question is that is there anything special about my little stuffed monkey? She was given to me as a gift at a low point of my life, but she seemed to have a special spirit. She's very comforting, and I'm not the only one who felt it. Even my husband or my guests would come to visit to my house, and they see my little stuff, this special monkey. They want to pick her up and talk to her. And
okay.
I would like to know what's so special about her.
Okay, Mia. Well, first off, I feel like inanimate objects sometimes can be imbued with some really beautiful energy. So I feel like the giver of this gift, being the giver of the monkey, really had some significant, beautiful energy, and that's what people are picking up on, and that's part of your gift and what you're receiving. I feel like the monkey really teaches us there can be intellect as well as fun and playfulness. You know, we share as humans quite a big portion of our DNA with chimpanzees, and I feel like the monkey in general, for me anyway, represents just that skill of being able to make tools and think and have social relationships and also to have a lot of fun. So I feel like the energy around this particular stuffed monkey is a beautiful reminder to you and all that it attracts as far as your friends wanting to pick it up and talk about it, in that really gentle reminder of you can have that balance in your life of being mindful and focused on the task, and also saying, all right, let's have some monkey business and kind of have some good old-fashioned play.
That's great.
All right.
Well, thanks for the call, Rang.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Mia.
And our next question is an interesting email question about another rescue dog, Camille. Is Stephanie from Los Angeles is writing in about her 8-year-old German Shepherd, Lucy, who she rescued when Lucy was just 6 months old. And she writes that when she got her, they thought, weren't sure if she was hit by a car or something. She couldn't put any weight on her foot. And it turns out all of that went really well. but there had been some injury, like she couldn't put her weight on it, and a surgeon did amazing stuff with the tendons, and she's healed now, but the entire time she wonders about the trauma this dog endured in the first 6 months of life, because what's really up that she can't do anything with is it seems like every night this dog has horrible nightmares to the point where she's snarling and almost like running in the bed and kicking. It's way beyond, she says, like the normal kind of doggy dreams we see where we think they're out running in the fields. It's so bad to the point that she actually tries to wake her up to stop it, you know. And so she's just wondering about that, and is there anything that, you know, maybe what's your hit is on it, and is there anything that she can do to help Lucy soothe that or get through that or perhaps not deal with that for the rest of her life?
Sure, of course. The first thing is, as far as a topical treatment, I would say, Stephanie, go out and grab some very good organic lavender oil for Lucy and put it on her pillow wherever she sleeps. This is just going to soothe her. I feel like she does need that soothing for what I'm going to call these night frights almost. I feel like it is the trauma of whatever happened to her in the past. She's a very happy dog otherwise, but I feel like, A, the lavender oil will help to soothe her. Rose quartz under her blanket or her pillow will also help. And I always say you can do this with any pet, everybody. Get a piece of rose quartz, put it in a glass bottle, fill that bottle with the water that you're going to give your dog, you know, chill it, do whatever. Remove the rose quartz after about 7 or 8 hours, and then pour that water, that rose quartz-infused water, into your dog's bowl. Rose quartz is all about that unconditional love, and it has that youthful energy of calm and harmony, and that's going to help on that physical plane with Lucy. I feel just like I felt about Coda. There is a ceremony that needs to be done with the trauma. It feels like doing this with Lucy in the light of day is more appropriate, and I feel like you actually need to do this around like a vehicle or around a road where she has you're replacing that memory with a happier memory. And it doesn't feel as in-depth with Coda as I felt with Coda, but with Lucy, I just feel it's that constant energy of giving her that love and light back, because I feel like it was very interesting, Evie, because before you read the whole thing, the minute you said Lucy, I'm like, oh, there's something up with her paw. I still think it bothers her, and that's what I want to go to, that last but not least hit that I'm getting. It still bothers her, and whether it's a physical bother or it's just that reminder of like, whoa, every time I take this foot forward, I'm thinking of this, it's just something that needs to be broken, this habit that needs to be replaced. And so working with ceremony, I have to be honest, I'm not getting like an exact with candles. I actually just see you by a road or by a blue car. I'm getting like a blue sedan type car, and just having her jump in and out of it and having her walk around it and surrounding that car with light and reassuring Lucy that, you know, this is in the past, and these future encounters with cars, roads, and otherwise are going to be happier for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I'm sure that's going to help a lot. Yeah, because I sense it's really, like you're saying, I didn't get a hit that it was like what happened to her before, mm-hmm. but more like what she's been dealing with since around the trauma of the injury. And what
exactly, the trauma of the injury.
That is awesome. Yeah. And, you know, Camille, I'm realizing that we have so many questions. this is awesome. You know, this is what happens when we let the animals run the show. Isn't it great?
I love it.
They, you know, they're, it's like you're getting all their owners to call and write in so they can get them the messages. And we're coming to the close of the show. It's all that we have time for today. And Camille and I were talking because there are so many good questions that people have written in. And Camille is offering to do something wonderful about that. And before she talks about it, I just want to give a big shout-out to the amazing psychics and wonderful folks over at 1-2-Listen. You've heard me mention Camille before on the shows, and also there's fabulous psychics and healers there, and I particularly love Camille's work, and I think after today you can see why. And also Audra, who's an amazing person over there. So you can check that out. And Camille has graciously offered to answer the questions that people have. And, of course, some of you may want to contact her for deeper readings. So, Camille, without further ado, drum roll, what is it that you would like to say about that or how people can reach you?
Oh, sure, Evie. Well, I am. I'm honored to work with an exceptional site and boss, Mark Husson, and the psychics and intuitives over at 12listen.com. That's the number one, the number two, and then the word listen, LISTEN.com. And there, Evie, existing clients and new clients from the show today will find me there. I do phone readings, email readings, and computer chat readings via 12listen.com. My existing clients, just pop me an email because you're already on my account and put in the subject line, Ask Evie, and you'll be receiving some gifted free minutes towards your next reading. And for new clients, you're just going to have to go to that homepage, click Enroll, and once you're enrolled, you'll receive some complimentary minutes as a first-time caller towards your first reading. And you can find me either on that homepage if I'm actually working that day, or you can click on the advisor list by name and find my name and schedule an appointment. And I look forward to connecting with all of you very soon.
That's awesome, Camille. Thanks. So in essence, they can get these email questions answered, because you've taken a few minutes with each caller. So that's such a generous offer. Mm. And I want to thank you so much for your bright and shining presence on the planet every day, and especially for being here with us today.
It's thank you so much, Evie. Treat. Animals are my passion, and so it was truly a pleasure.
Right. And I also want to thank the production team, our friends Dawn and Seth and Doug at BBS, and my own personal production team, Mark and Betsy and Paula. We couldn't do it without you. And a big shout-out thanks to Anna Taylor for reminding us how beautiful we all really are with her opening music. And to a big shout-out to James Stewart in South Africa for his beautiful music. And we'll close with his award-winning song, Shine, and, you know, let's dedicate this one to our beloved pets who give us so much light every single day and really allow us to shine. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.